At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Having a good time!
Oh my god, what?
Is his name still growing? Oh yeah. Still got that 1%.
Oh girl, she still tastes fine at 0%. I
know. It's not even at 0!
I know, but when she does, I know she's still gonna taste fine for at least another day.
Oh yeah, but like, don't you want the feeling?
You're right.
I like the feeling.
I love the...
When I hit it and I don't get the feeling, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what am I... No, Jenny, I'm like, what am I hitting?
It's like drinking to not get drunk. It's like people who drink cash. I'm like, what's the point?
No, yeah.
It's expensive.
As long as if I'm getting a buzz.
Yeah, a buzz is fine. I'm not going to go and just get like...
Well, we need to do this on here. Oh, where are we going? Yeah. Girl, you keep doing that. Surprising me. Like, where am I going? What are you talking about?
I know. I was just getting into it.
Come on, let's ramble. Keep going. Okay, so like...
I never understand people who go out to dinner and they're just like, let me get one cocktail. It's expensive, you know, and I'm feeling it.
I do get one cocktail, but I'm a lightweight.
That's true.
If you're a lightweight, I get it.
Yeah, because you feel a little warm, a little good. But like, I feel like I'm not that much of a lightweight, and so one cocktail, I'm like, this is...
Athena, is it the Great Cat? Maybe. The Great Cat came over here, and now she's like,
oh wait, come fuck me, come.
No, literally, she's like calling him. Okay, but anyways, I was gonna say, usually if I do want to drink, I do get one drink. Because, you know, I'm not like, you know?
Right.
What the fuck? I don't know. That's not a fact when it's one of me, like, I'm not, like, sloshed, you know? Like, I'm not drunk. I don't know why I made, like, a vomiting sound.
I feel like one drink.
The way you didn't even react to it, girl. I was shook that I even did that. But... What I meant by that was, like, I'm not, like, drunk, you know?
I get, like, one drink. I'm not, like, but
yeah. So, like, usually I do end up getting two. Because, like you said, even with one, I'm not feeling that much. Like, I am a lightweight, but I'm not, like, feeling, like, that much from it.
Right.
So I get a second one usually. And then that's myself. Because the second one, I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sloshed. I'm not in. But I definitely do feel the effects of the alcohol.
Right.
Like, I know it's in my system 100%.
I feel like the times that I drink, like... casually, where like I'm not planning on getting drunk, or like in when we're in New York, because I'm splurging, I'm having a good time, it's vacation, I'm gonna get a drink at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get a drink at dinner, or like special, or like when me and my friends go out for their birthdays, if like one of us gets a drink, I'm like, okay, I'll get a drink too. So like, you know,
just
you
not gonna let them drink alone.
I'm not gonna let them drink alone. And two of my friends, they don't drink at all, and so usually it'll be like my friend will be like, Anna usually is the one that drinks with me. She's like, I'm going to get a cocktail. I'll be like, well, if you're going to get one.
Me too.
I guess I got to get one too. I would hate for you to drink alone. That's so, I would hate that. And so those are the only times I really drink like without planning on getting drunk. But besides that, I'm like, why would I want to waste my money?
Yeah.
And because like alcohol is not cheap.
Also for me, it's like, also like, oh, usually I'm driving, you know? So it's also got to be like, well, like, I know I'm not driving, or I know I'm going to be in that air walking around. Like, I remember I did that. When I went to downtown a few times, when I went to, like, just eat there by myself, or, like, to journal, I would get myself a little drink, and then I was, like, you know, walking around.
Speaking of which, I went out to lunch by myself for the first time ever. I took myself out to lunch. I went to a sit-down restaurant. I felt so awkward. I felt really, I don't know, because, like,
I get that. That's how I felt, too, when I first started doing it.
I was really, like, I don't want to be on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's so, like...
Right, I feel like it defeats the purpose. Also, I feel like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I was still on my phone, and even now, I will still be on my phone, but it's, like, a crutch, but I don't want to, like, rely on it too much.
Yeah.
I feel like I won't get over that feeling awkward, you know?
Yeah. I was trying to just, like, I didn't know what to do, so I was kind of just, like, looking around while eating, being like...
I do that too, yeah.
And people watching. I wasn't, you know, I went to, like, a little coffee shop first, and I got myself a little... I sat in there alone to see if I wanted to go to lunch, and I was like, okay, this was enough experience. And I was walking, and I saw this guy eating in the restaurant alone, and I was like, if he can do it, I can go in there and eat alone, too. So I went in there. I had a really good time. I was going to get a little cocktail, but I decided against it. But I got dessert. I got what's that one? Creme brulee. It was I've never had creme brulee before, and it was so good, bitch. It was so...
The creme brulee is really good. I've only had it a select few times. It's really good.
I thought it was going to be... The texture of it was different than I was expecting, if you will. I didn't think, like... I thought it was going to be, like... It was creamy. It was so creamy. Mm-hmm. But like, I thought it was going to be, but it held its shape at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think it was going to hold its shape. I thought it was going to be, like pudding almost. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. But it was still... So good. It was so good. And, well, it was a little pricey. It was, like, $40 for my meal alone.
No, yeah, that definitely is, like, a lot for, like, one person. And you didn't even get a cocktail, huh?
No, I didn't even get a cocktail. And I got water.
Wow. No, yeah, definitely a little pricey. So it, like, it was your day splurging,
it was
though.
I had a good time. I have to treat myself. So I had a real...
Girl, I saw her eyeing.
What's
your end review of doing that little date with yourself? Do you think you'd do it again? Did you enjoy it?
I think I would do it again. I had a good time. I never explore the little area that I live in very much.
It's so cutesy.
I know, and it's so cutie. And this is the first time I was like, I'm going to walk around and have a good time in the little downtown area. And I would do it again. Mm-hmm. I think I would do it again. I read the whole experience like an 8 out of 10. Because it was a little awkward, and I was, like, feeling a little uncomfortable at some parts. But besides that, I had a great time, and I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. At the end, did you feel less awkward?
I did.
Like, when I did it, at the end, I never felt less awkward about it.
I got really comfortable, and I was fine. And then I paid, and I felt really weird just getting up and leaving. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why, like, walking out of it alone felt really, I don't know.
It was, like, at that moment, it was, like, really hitting you, like, I'm by myself.
Yeah, like, I'm by myself, and I'm about to leave this restaurant, please.
Not then, I'm touching your neck.
She's just like me.
Don't make me feel weird. I'm joking. Girl.
So
you're going to get her fixed soon, though, right?
Yeah, my aunt is going to give me a voucher
Girl. We've all been there.
No, girl, I get it. Trust. My aunt's going to give me a voucher to get her fixed for free. So hopefully I can bring...
Because, like, it's like... Well, I don't know how much it costs. And I was about to say it's pricey, but I mean, it's also surgery, so...
I'm pretty sure, I mean...
Chicken.
It's definitely like
It's like a chicken.
Okay, not too much.
And Zuki's a turkey. He's a turkey for sure.
Oh, which update on Zucchini? He's still doing lovely. He's doing great.
Love that.
He's not limping anymore. His eyes are 95% of the time in the same. They look the same.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But I also like wonder like what was happening. What happened?
I
feel like he definitely had gone hair or something.
Yeah, my aunt thinks that he got
like trauma,
like a little bit of head trauma, and it was just like. I don't know, just fucked
up
for a few days, and then like he's chilling. But
we're all getting fucked up this year.
I know. Okay.
But anyways, are the shows? So are you just ending up drag?
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna do it with Drag Race. I also really like I really like sitcoms.
I love a good sitcom.
Friends is one of my favorite ones.
I love Modern Family.
Modern Family is so.
I never got into Friends.
Good.
I've tried so many times. I mean, I've watched episodes like on their own, like definitely like not in order, but like you know on their own when you're on TV. And some of them were pretty good, but, like, not enough where I was like, oh, I want to watch more of this. And then when I tried season one, where you were like, Marie, you got to watch it, I just, like, never really found myself laughing.
It's very of its time, if you will.
The fashion eats.
Specifically,
Jennifer Aston.
Yes, the fashion always eats.
And Phoebe's. I don't know the name of that actor, but I know you want to hit that so bad.
I was going to.
I saw you, and then you're like, maybe not right now.
Oh, wait a sec.
I know. I saw you. You bit your lip and everything. I know you want it. Yes. No, you went. Got a whole bag. The addiction is real.
I'm out winning a while. Wait.
But my favorite show right now, Criminal Minds. It's so fucking. I'm like kind of annoyed that it took me so long to like watch it.
Do you hear
Athena,
him?
You hear that? Athena Toshi parked up. What's Zuki? What's going on? Like other cats there.
He wants to
see him eating the cat eating
know.
The food.
I
big and greedy.
Oh my god! Yeah. He was so nasty the other day. He was the most nasty. I've never seen him act like this before. Even when this other cat I named Snowball would come around, he was usually fine with her.
Do you think maybe like the cat, the one right now, maybe it's a boy?
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe that's why he's more like dominant, because he's like, what the book. It's my turn. This is literally he's gotta be alpha male.
This is literally my house. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to lift up his tail and look at his butthole yet to see.
Yeah.
Because I always feel so graphic and, like, when I
feel weird, I would feel weird, too, but also, I also don't know what I'm looking for. At least you know what you're looking for. If I were doing it, I don't know. See, if I don't see the balls, I don't see nothing, I don't know.
This is the thing. I don't really know
what I'm looking for. And I never see them.
I don't really know what I'm looking for. I just take pictures and send it to my aunt. But I feel like that's even worse to be like, okay, photo shoot time. Of your booty hole. Like, that's so graphic and not. I remember when I did it to Zucchini. I felt like I was violating his privacy.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine just. No, yeah, I never get why you feel weird. I mean, I would feel weird, but too. Like, but, like, you just want to know.
Yeah, but if I'm going to invite this cat into my home, I want to make sure that...
Especially
my,
with the way that yeah, Athena...
I want to make sure that my slut of a daughter isn't going to be getting pregnant. Because I don't know...
She's still sexy. You can bring him in.
The thought of her getting pregnant, I don't know why. I'm like, it can't happen. Mm-hmm. I just, like, can't... That's literally my child.
She's, like, 2 years old.
I know. She's literally, like, 2.5 years old. She cannot get pregnant yet. Yeah. She might be 3 now.
Yeah, but, like, isn't it, like, cat year? She's, like, actually, like, 20-something. She's, like, older than us.
Yeah, I know. Athena's really older. But, I don't know, the thought of her getting pregnant, like, the way that I would literally, I would probably cry. I think
we'll
I would, cry? I think I would literally cry and be
we'll
like.
Cry? Well, this really hits you deep, huh?
I don't want her getting
pregnant. I thought really... maybe just, like, oh, I just, like, don't want her getting pregnant because, like, I don't want to, like, take care of, like, the babies. Like, I don't know what to do.
I would.
Like, that, I get, like.
Yeah, I also wouldn't know how
I
mean, to take
I,
care of, like.
I feel like I don't want to keep them as a thing.
That's the problem, is that I know I want to keep
like,
them.
Like, I would want to keep them, but then it's like, now I got, like, 6 cats.
I know. And I also, I don't want to deal with that. But also, my baby girl getting pregnant. This is why I can't have actual children. Because, like, when they grow up, I'm going to be like,
you're like,
what?
You're doing those things? How dare you?
You're what?
You're growing up?
You're pregnant? No. I was so fortunate and lucky that Zucchini already had his balls snipped when we met him. Thank God.
So, like, that means someone probably, like, owed him at some point. Or, like, if he was always a street cat, at least, like, took care of that.
That's what I wonder. I'm like...
But then, it's such a sad backstory. What if someone did have him and then,
I
like,
know.
Dished
who
him?
Who had him before me and then just dished him off on the street?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Poor Zuki. He's been through it. Oh, my God.
His backstory is so sad. Athena lives a prim and proper life compared to him. And she still wants to leave. Every day. She's
but, like, each time she's been scared, though, right? You said each time you found her being terrified.
Every time I found this bitch crying. I swear, the first time she left was the one of the worst nights of my life.
I can imagine. I'd be sobbing.
I was sobbing. It was so, I was a little bit uncontrollable. I was driving around trying to call for her. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find her. Probably not the best idea to be driving in that state, but I was trying.
I mean, I get it. Like, I'd be, like, on foot, I think, though.
I was trying
where
to.
Where is she? Looking in everyone's backyard. Is my cat in here?
Hello? And then the next morning at, like, 7 in the morning, I couldn't sleep because... My daughter.
Whoa.
No.
Okay.
Whoa. My daughter was out on the streets getting pounded, being a little whore, and then I found her the next morning in a bush.
She was regretting it. She's like, why did I leave?
It was so cold outside. She was shivering.
Oh, no.
And I was like.
And she still wants to run outside.
It was the best moment of my life when I found her again.
Oh, I bet.
And then the next time she got lost, it was literally below 32 degrees outside. And I was I was convinced in my head, even though she's a cat. She has so much fur on her. But I was like, she's going to be dead.
No, but like, so I'm like, what? I don't, I mean, like, I was just like, I don't know how it would feel, like, for them. Like, yeah, they have fur. I'm still like,
that's what I'm
probably
thinking.
Cold.
She was probably so cold. And I found her underneath my mom's house again. And I was like,
oh my God.
And that time she was only out there for like an hour and a half. And I was like,
Athena, you don't even last out there.
No, I was like, that was like, and
that hour was enough.
She didn't try and leave for a good while after that. And then we moved in here and she's like, what's going on outside?
I guess she's like, she's just a curious cat.
She's just so curious. Yeah, she's a but curious do you know what curiosity
cat?
Did, Athena?
It kills the cat.
What curiosity did to the cat.
She's like, I survived those one times. Was I terrified, shitless? Yes, but he finds me each time.
He finds me every time.
That's what she thinks. Each time it gets resolved. But, yeah, right now I'm, like, on Criminal Minds. It's so good. Literally, I'm on season 3 already, and I've only been watching it for, like, about a month at this point. It is so good. I can't believe it took me this long to, like, watch it. Because I remember, like, again, like, I would see it on TV. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would see a little bit of it, but it never, like, got me enough. I was like, oh, I want to watch it. Granted, I was younger, you know, like, I was, like, in middle school, high school, blah, blah, you know. but never, like, captivated me enough. Like, I was always, like, a Law & Order SVU girl, specifically.
I know. I remember when we walked past the building in New York.
Yeah!
I know. Oh, that's what the fucking building talking about. I was like, picture me! I saw the stare first and he said...
But yeah, I remember now. I was like, take a picture! take a picture of me in the building! But yeah, but it's so good. I love it. Oh my god, Reed. I love Reed. I mean, I've always loved that actor. I might fuck up his name because I was literally talking earlier today at work. This guy came in and he looked just like him, specifically the side profile. Well, I saw him head on, not really, but he looked so much like him. And I was like, oh, I don't know his name, but it's like Matthew something. He's from Criminal Minds. I think it's Matthew Gilbert or something like that.
He's cute.
I love it. Oh, yes. I love him. Let me pull up a picture. But Reed and Hodge are my favorite. I love them. Oh my gosh, Samuel Hodge. He's fine. That actor, when he's like, has that like look, when he's like looking at like this, I'm like, oh my god, Hodge.
You don't look at me like
Look at me like that, please. I guess I'll show you Hodge. That's Hodge. Oh, he's doing the look in that one. Oh, he's doing it right there. No, this one too. Look at that. When he's like in stern and shit. I love it.
Literally yell at me. No. Literally yell at me.
Like, I can't even be mad. Okay.
I'd admit to all my crimes. I would. Actually,
okay, now let me show you Reed.
Yeah, I know. I got to see what he looks like. Okay. Now I'm excited.
I know you've seen him before. He's hot.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait. Let me show you another one.
I've seen him in...
I love him with long hair like that. How studious. What?
No, I've seen him before. He's not really my type.
Ooh, I haven't gone to this season.
Okay, that one, he looks crazy. This one's, like, different. That haircut looks crazy.
It does look like a big poof, but yeah. He works it. Matthew,
You can work any type of hair.
Matthew Gray Gobler. That's his name.
Yeah, he's cute. I've seen him before. He's not my...
He lives in New York, you know? I see him next time. I love you in Criminal Minds.
We'll fall in love.
No, he's like, where have you been my whole life?
I know, he's gonna be thinking you're
back. He's like, lock eyes. He's like, I'm in love with you right now. No, that'd be terrifying, though. Could you imagine?
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I don't think so either.
It seems like a cute little Cinderella story.
Like, there have been some times where, like, I lock eyes with someone and I'm like, oh my god, he's so cute, you know? Like, maybe we do end up talking, but nothing's ever came from that.
How can you? I don't know. Like, that's such a Cinderella boo boo nasty story. Being like, I look.
I don't think it is nasty though. Like, that'd be really.
I know. It would be so romantic if it didn't end up happening to me.
Because, like, something that does end up happening. Like, they, like, lock eyes and then, you know, they start talking and then boom, happily ever after, they're like married.
Oh, why can't?
And they don't get a divorce.
Why can't that happen to me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that were to happen to me, like, I would love it. I'm just like out and about. Me and this guy lock eyes. You know, he comes up to me. You know, we start talking. Then, you know, we get married.
I see.
I would love that story. Like, I was just like at the grocery store. I don't know where I'll say.
I was at the grocery store and he was working.
I was at a cafe, you know.
We were at the grocery store and he was working in the milk fridge. I went to grab some milk and we made eye contact and he ran out.
Like, we both reached for the milk.
That one is a story that I would love. And we grab hands. I'm like, oh, sorry. But no one around here. The people at the grocery store around here, so ugly.
Nah, yeah. I just like grocery store. But another show I really love is You. Have you ever watched You?
My family was really into it for a while, but I never got into it.
You need to watch it. I will say, season 3 is a little wacky. Season 4, honestly, it wasn't that bad, honestly. No, it was actually pretty good. I actually really enjoyed it. There were a few moments where I was like, eh. But it was actually pretty good. I don't know, something about season 3, I wasn't the biggest fan of season 3.
I remember watching a few episodes with my mom. They were a really big fan of it for a while. They really like shows like that, and oh my god, they loved Orange is the New Black. I've never watched it. I watched a few episodes, I could never get into it.
See, I've seen a few clips, but again, nothing that has ever like captivated me enough where I'm like, oh, let me check this out. But, You, it's actually releasing a new season. What's that another show you love? I know you said sitcoms, you said Friends.
I really
love George Lopez.
I
love that show. I love it. Girl, the girl, I think her name was like Marissa or something like that. But like her main thing was like, I know, huh? Like saying that all the time. And I remember like, I think I was like 8. And I was like, I like that. Yeah, we're actually talking about this recently. Where I told you, like, I sometimes when I'm around someone a lot, I do end up taking their phrases, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, like, saying something like they say, you know? But sometimes it is intentional. Like, sometimes I'm like, wait, I like how that sounds. I'm going to take that phrase.
Oh, I like that.
And that was me when I was, like, 8 when I heard her say that. I know, huh? That's going to be my thing, too. And I would say it all the time. Like, I still remember My uncle went there, he's like, stop saying that. You're just saying it because of that girl for that show.
And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, literally. Dude, what's up? I was in a high school. I was in junior. And I was watching, I've always watched Kardashians basically since, like, middle school. But, like, there was, like, this voice they would specifically do around that time. So it was probably, like, 2019, mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
They're like, oh, fuck, I can't even. No, I don't know if I can do it.
But I know
it
was, like, exactly a very,
like,
low,
kind of sultry voice, you know, like, and, like, kind of a slow talk. Mm-hmm. And I remember I would talk like that. Not all the time, but, like, I definitely would do it. And I remember this one boy was like, why are you talking like that? And I was like, talking like what?
Yeah, I literally.
No, I literally, that. I said, I was like, talking like what? What like, damn, well, what I'm doing. But I was like, talking like what?
What are you talking about, flop? I'm not talking like anything.
No, literally, like, what do you mean?
There's a show called Superstore that I really.
I love really, Superstore. I haven't finished it. But I love it.
Love that show. I've watched the whole thing through probably like 3 times.
Wow.
It's so good. It is. I love it because it really it's funny. And bitch, there are some episodes where I am like sobbing.
No, yes.
There's one. Whoa, you said you haven't finished it yet?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even like gone back to it. It's yikes. When I first was watching it, I was like watching it like on repeat. Like mm-hmm. how I am right now with Criminal Minds. Like that's like my show. Like that's what I'm going to. But then I stopped watching it for a little bit, and then somewhat recently I did end up watching like a few more episodes, but I haven't finished it. I'm thinking on the last season
of the show. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So then you already know what I'm about to talk about. There is an episode where one of the characters gets taken by ICE, and
I know, bitch. I was sobbing
that whole episode when they're running around the store trying to get him out of the store.
Mm-hmm. Mateo.
Yeah, I love sobbing Mateo. The whole time. And then when they get surrounded, I'm like,
no, I'm with them. Like, what? Like, I love Mateo. I was like, no, don't take him away.
I was like, he's gonna get out. I was like, he's gonna be fine. No, and then they got him, and I was like,
when they were like trapped, and then they were like, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do now. Like,
I know.
Was the other girl's name? I don't know her name. The one that's like kind of a bitch, the supervisor.
Dina.
Yes, I love Dina, but she's kind of a bitch.
No, yeah.
And she's like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, there's nothing I can do anymore. And I was like, no.
Literally, Mateo. Literally chills right now.
Yes,
like,
it
literally
saw.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. It was just a lot. But I think they did it so good,
mm-hmm.
and they really got like you feeling the emotion of like what someone like that is gonna be going through.
I love when shows and like movies do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make me, like, actually be, like, on the edge of my seat and, like, feel every single motion, basically.
That's what I love to feel. I love to feel things.
I know. I just love feeling feelings. Because usually I don't feel anything.
No, ever.
No.
That's why I love Drag Race so much, too, is that they're, like, yeah, most of it's, like, tee-hee funny, like, gay. But there'll be something where they'll be like, my mom abused me. And I'll be like.
Heart-to-heart moments.
Yeah, they'll have those heart-to-heart moments, and I'll be like.
I feel like they always do that in, like, reality TV shows. Because I feel like that's, like, a reality TV
Yeah, that's such too. A reality TV trope when they're...
Like, you gotta have that moment where someone's crying. Or someone's fighting. You gotta have
that
moment.
And Drag Race has that, like, every episode. And it's so good every time when they're getting ready and they're like, I used to have an eating disorder. And all the queens are like, no. Like, I know if I were to go on that show, Mama would have storyline. Because yeah. I would just,
like... You didn't want Java dumping here and there.
I would just bring it up in the middle, like, silence. They'd be getting ready, I'd be like...
glitter on.
Yeah, I'd be like, I used to be bulimic. And they'd be like, oh. I'd be like, yeah. And then I just... Not even going
to... That's right, yeah.
Not even going to detail. They're like, what happened?
You're like, I used to be bulimic. I'll be right back. Go to the bathroom.
Because they're like, no, get back in here. Tell your story.
Like, don't go to the bathroom.
I used to be bulimic. Let me go to the bathroom really fast.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'll be right back. I'll go to the bathroom.
Speaking of being bulimic, let me go to the bathroom real fast.
Oh my god, that's funny though.
But I think I would get storylined for mm-hmm. sure, because that's really how they do it. Is it just, all the time it just comes out of nowhere, and sometimes it's like, sometimes the way they do it, it's like, oh my god, that really did just come out of, like, nowhere.
No, they're like, you know, like, they're probably just, like, thinking about it. Then, like, it just came into their mind, they were like, let me just tell them. Let me just share.
Let me dump a little bit really fast, no big deal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other shows that I love, like, obviously Bob's Burgers. But, you know, I still haven't gone back and watched it since I broke up with. That's crazy. Since... my last relationship, when we would watch it.
Wow, you can't even say it? Because I noticed you did something you didn't say. He broke up with me. You said, since my last relationship, you were going to say, we could.
I was going to say, since he broke up with me, but I was like, I don't want to, you know. We have already dived into it way too much. Since my last relationship, I still haven't gone back to it. Wow. And they've made like 2-3 seasons since then.
Oh, after that?
Yeah, since we've broken up. And I still haven't watched
it. Is it just because like, you don't want to, or do you think it's just like, how you're gonna feel?
I feel like it's the song situation all over again, where I haven't listened to those songs. I know.
Do you guys have like a favorite episode? Oh, you gotta watch that one. You have to watch that one.
We have.
And then watch. Are you gonna cry?
We had it. No.
I feel like you're tearing up right now. No. Your eyes look so shiny.
We had a bunch of episodes where those would be our inside jokes where we'd say them to each other kind of all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't really gone back and watched much of the show since then. I did watch the new, like, the Christmas special, because those are always, again, a show that gets you crying when you think it wouldn't get you crying.
Yeah, I always thought it was, like, a funny show.
I know.
But I've heard it also has, like, a storyline, like, Lane. Like, Bob's Burgers. Same thing with Adventureland. Adventure Time?
That's what I love about, I love and hate the like, Cartoon Network shows, because the first like 2 seasons of all of them are always like so flop, because they're like, I mean, obviously they're like, kids just,
like,
shows.
Or it doesn't have like much of a storyline. It's kind of like SpongeBob. Like, there's not really much a storyline. Like, it's just a storyline for that one episode.
Mm-hmm. But luckily with these Cartoon Network shows, when Cartoon Network finally realized that like, oh my god, people actually really like shows that are like a continuous story, they start, like, after, like, the first 2 seasons, they start giving you more story. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's so hard. Especially, like, Steven Universe is one of those ones where it's, like, it's so hard to watch the first season because it's nothing like the rest of the show.
Wow.
Because the rest of the show is so, like, story-driven. Mm-hmm. And the first season is, like, hinga-dinga-durgan.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, targeted towards, like, 8-year-olds. Yeah. Which, like, obviously, it's a kid's show. Mm-hmm. But, like,
once they realize they have, like, a bigger audience than just kids.
10-year-olds. Yeah. Then they finally give storyline. And I'm so happy. Because I know, like, the maker of that, the person who created the show, was like, yeah, they didn't want us to do story at all. Like, mm-hmm. ever. And finally they let us start doing it.
I wonder what was, like, the pivotal moment.
I don't know.
Like,
I wish
what episode was, like,
I wish know? I knew. I know that she, like, in the interview, she was like, yeah, in the first season, we, like, sprinkled in stuff about the storyline, but, like, we couldn't really say it because of them not wanting any storyline, but
also, like, the creators were, like, kind of in the works of, like, wanting to do it, yeah. So they were, like, oh, wow.
Yeah, she said, like, she always wanted storyline, but she didn't know, she didn't know when she was going to get to do it. And luckily, after, like, season one, they finally let her start doing the storyline, mm-hmm. but that first season, when I go back and rewatch the show, I always skip it. Because it's so bad. Really? It's so bad.
Damn, it's that bad.
It's just,
I haven't gotten Steven Universe.
It's so good. After that first season. Yeah. After that first season.
No, you told me that with friends, I remember. You're like, after first season, it gets so good.
I feel like it's always such a, like, the first season of shows, it's either such a good season, or the first season is such a flop, and you just have to, like, get through it.
I was nervous about Criminal Minds, because, like, it's so long, and I was like, what if it sucks? But literally, y'all, if y'all haven't watched Criminal Minds, you going to the side VA in full view.
It's okay. I'm going to zoom in a little bit. They won't see.
But, I know, but just, like, you're just like. But, y'all, that's why I was so into Criminal Minds. But literally, from the pilot episode, so good. Like, I was like.
Maybe I got to get into Criminal Minds. Like,
it's so good. But another show, it was a movie I watched recently. Ow. It's Orphan. Like, I had always heard of it beforehand, but, like, I never, like, watched it. Y'all, it's so good.
The first one?
It's a movie.
Yeah, there's two Orphan movies. They just made the sequel.
Really?
I think it was last year when they made the sequel to, they made Orphan 2. But the first one was really
good. It's really good.
I remember watching it when, like, around the time it came out. That shit was good.
Yeah.
When they go into, like, isn't there a scene where they go into the lake and she, like, almost, like, one of them almost drowns or something? Yes. That was so intense. I remember.
No, literally, that was at the, girl, it was intense. I was like, what the fuck? I'm telling you, it was like, it's not a horror movie, Orphan, it's a thriller, but it definitely had me, like, feeling like when I'm watching horror movies, I'm like, why the fuck are you doing that? What? No, literally, I was, like, yelling at me, like, why are you doing that? But again, that's why I loved, like, it was really, like, evoking all these emotions in me. I was like, no, like, I got rid of the one point I was on the couch, I was like, no, no, like, no, I was, like, no. Actually, like, body, like, my body reacting to it. I was like, no, no.
I hate when horror movies.
I loved it. So good. No, literally so good. Guys, if you haven't watched Orphan, you need to watch Orphan. It's so good.
Did you see the the Hulu series of them redoing that girl's story.
I haven't seen it, but, like, I have thought of watching it.
I saw the clips on TikTok. Apparently, that they're doing it, like, they're doing it from, like, the parent's story and then her perspective. And people were really mad that they were doing, like, the parent's story at first.
His breath stank. I smelled that fish prep over here.
Apparently, people were really upset that they were doing, like, the parent's perspective at first.
Because, yeah, and is it, like, her perspective, like, two episodes? That's what I heard. It's, like,
yeah, I think
two
so.
Episodes at the end.
Yeah, I think so. But the clips I see on TikTok are tea.
It looks really good.
But also, I kind of feel bad for the actor that plays the little girl. Because people are dogging on her so
really?
Badly.
What?
People keep saying that she looks like a Big Mouth character.
Oh, my God.
And ever since I seen that comment, first of all, on her personal TikTok, that's what all of her comments are.
Really?
And it's all I can see now. Because it's just, I mean,
I have not heard that.
I love the first season of Big Mouth was really good. The rest are, like, kind of
fun. I didn't watch it.
It was, like, okay. It's, like, I don't know. It's really... It's one of those shows that's, like, really raunchy to be raunchy.
Yeah.
And I yeah. that tends
it definitely
to, like,
gives that vibe.
That tends to not be my kind of, like, I can't, I don't know, it's not my type of show. But the first season was pretty good. I thought it was interesting. But, yeah, she really does look like a character
really?
From Big Mouth. And I feel bad. But yeah. she does.
But, like, you're like, damn, I feel bad, but I see it. I gotta see this reference then. I gotta see if it's true or not for myself.
I'll show you when we take
a break. No hate.
I'll show you when we take a break. Which, are you ready to?
Yeah, I'm down. Like, you just want to talk to me now.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm joking. Enjoy this commercial,
yeah,
guys. We'll be
commercial.
Right back.
We have some things to talk about when we get back. I have a whole thing ready for you. I think you'll be excited for.
Ooh,
so we'll
I'm
be
excited.
Back. We'll be back.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're
going
to be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hey guys, we're back. Hey guys, we're back. We took a nice little break. We're ready to get into it. Maria.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about a wonderful discovery that happened, well, that came out this week?
Yeah, I would like to know.
There was a beautiful documentary called The Titanic, The Digital Reconstruction, mm-hmm. and bitch, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch the full documentary.
Okay.
I did watch most of
it. You're like, not finish it because
yeah,
you don't want
I mean, no, I was watching it today before you got here. And I was like, okay, I gotta go to the store. I had to go run some errands before you got here. So I just didn't have time to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched, like, most of it. And then I watched TikToks recapping it. So I got...
You got gist.
I got most of the info. And I thought you would want to hear about it and share. So... First of all, the visuals in this documentary were crazy. I've never seen anything like this before. They had two little robots. They named them Romeo and Juliet, which, like, such a flop, not naming them Rose and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But they had these two little robots go down to the bottom of the ocean where the Titanic was, and they took over 700,000 pictures of the Titanic, and they took those pictures... And
who
then,
was pumping?
I know,
right
did
now?
You hear that?
Yeah, did I hear it? I felt it.
That's
the
literally what
shook.
It sounds like when you pull up. That's literally, that's how I know.
I didn't have it that loud. I swear, I haven't, the highest is like 40.
You pulled up today, and I wasn't even anywhere near the window, and I said, oh, Maria's here, I gotta go. But they took over 700,000 pictures of the Titanic, and they made it into a 3D model so that they could see the, because they've never been able to see the whole Titanic in one. Because it's in the bottom of the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
It's pitch black down there, so they only see it by flashing a flashlight on it. And so you can't see the whole thing.
And even
thing.
Then, it's like, you can't see much, even, yeah.
Exactly. So even then, you're only seeing, like...
The limited amount of what the
light's
hitting.
This much. And so, this is the first time we've seen the entire wreck
Whoa.
By itself, seeing the whole thing. And they took the pictures, and they made the 3D model, and they put it up on this, like, sound stage. And they did it to scale. So these people were walking and looking at the Titanic to scale. To how big it is at the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so cool to see. You have
Do you
to...
have pictures?
I don't.
I want to see that.
I don't. I know. Flop. I was literally like... Literally, I was like, okay, before she gets here, I need to get pictures. I need to. But then I didn't.
That
I was getting ready.
So cool, though.
It was so cool. And I need to figure out where I left off.
I wonder how it also felt like walking. like around it. Like, yeah, it's not like the actual thing, but
That, like
walking with it being your surrounding of like, what it actually looks it, like.
Oh, it, you know? We learned so much about what happened.
I know that we learned so much what happened. Anyways, I was trying to find. No, me with my notes.
Oh my god, the way like when like, they showed the visual of like the people standing next to it and just seeing like the how big it, like obviously you know it's big. It's like a, it's a ship, but seeing like it being wrecked and people standing next to it, I was like, it was honestly breathtaking. Mm-hmm. This is so stupid, but like it was so breathtaking to see because
I get what you mean.
I've done research on the Titanic for. I still remember it like being like 11. Being like Titanic real videos because I just wanted to see it so bad. And
I love watching documentaries on it. That's like one of my other like little things.
There's something about a documentary. I don't know what.
I enjoyed documentaries so much as a kid. I haven't really watched them in documentaries recently.
Yeah, I stopped watching them for a while. I still watch a 9/11 one. I try and watch one at least once a month still.
I usually don't watch. I did try to watch the one on Hulu of, don't know the name of the family, but it's this family where, like, the mother, she was a YouTuber, and she, like, I bet she had, like, two of her kids, like, in prison, basically. Like, in enslavement. Like, she had them, like, working in the slum.
I saw this. Like, I
forgot her name, but, like, I watched some of it, but it, I didn't finish it.
I wanted to, and, oh my god, the videos of her behind the scenes where she's, like, first of all.
That's how I always knew something was off, because even before, like, anything else coming out, like, I would see little clips of her on TikTok, and I was like, I don't like this woman.
The way she would just keep the video recording and then scream at her children about not being smiley enough, she'd be like, hey guys, I swear to god,
no, we'll fucking get it together.
And I'd be like, oh my god. Yeah. It's not funny, but it was a little crazy. I mean, I've never gotten so mad while recording where like I had to yell at something. Mm-hmm. But like,
what's like get mad at someone that's like
obviously not
just not like, entertaining, and, you know?
And, like, I've had times where, like, Athena will be bothering me while I'm trying to film, but, like, never would I just, like, get the fuck away from me! Yeah. And, like, scream at her. I just, you know.
Just, like, move her.
I just move her, and, like, I don't know. Obviously, a lot of the I saw one video where I was so sad. The kid was like, I just can't pretend to be happy right now.
And she was like,
fucking be happy, bitch, I swear. And I was like,
yeah, it's where you can, like, really see it in his eyes. I know who you're talking about. I think his name's Chase.
It was so, that whole situation was really, really sad.
It's fucked up. And,
like, I see, ever since then, when I see, like, online families, I'm like, I don't know. I
don't really fuck with online families.
I don't really do either.
When I was, like, really into, like, watching YouTube, I don't remember watching online families, but I mean, I remember watching Super 7 Girls. That's not like family, but it's like, oh my channel. God.
I heard there's so much
drama. I watched.
There's lore behind Super 7 Girls.
She was my favorite one. I think her name's like Kelsey or something like that. But she was my favorite one. She's like the one that like really did a deep dive. She did like a two-parter on it recently.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go and watch it. I know I've heard about the lore behind there and how they were not treated very.
Yeah. Nicely. I mean, the person I ran was, like, some old guy.
I know. That's so...
And apparently, like, from what she was, like, he was, like, really, he would get, like, mad at them, and, like, he would, like, pick out, like, I remember her specifically talking about, like, bathing suits. I think it was, like, for, like, a commercial or something. She was, like, he would specifically pick it out. Like, he'd want to be, like, in, like, the, not in the dressing room, but, like, you know, there, like, to, like, see it, you know?
And that's not...
It's, like, weird.
That's really nasty.
Right? It's weird as fuck. Yeah.
Anyways,
back to the Titanic.
We were able to see, like, spots where the iceberg actually hit, and we were able to figure out that they only hit the iceberg for about 6 seconds.
Really? And that's all it took?
It only took 6 seconds, and...
I mean, it's ice.
Apparently, the way that they turned when they were trying to avoid the iceberg did more damage than if they would have just hit it head on. And so if they would have hit it head on, they still would have float and would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But since they turned, it hit extra, and it...
I guess it got rid of more stuff on the side and everything.
It flooded the... They had, like room at the bottom where, like, if these rooms filled up, they would still float. And, like, 4 of them could fill up, and it would still float, but 6 of them filled up. And apparently, the legal limit... Like, Titanic did extra precautions to make sure it was extra safe. Like, the legal limit was, like, you could have 4 that filled up, and it was... I mean, you could have 2 that would fill up, and it would still be safe. And they were like, we're going to do 4 that fills up, and it'll still flow. Mm-hmm. But no, they had 6 of these little rooms at the bottom of the boat fill up, and it flopped.
That's such a sad situation.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine all those people dying. Like, that had to be terrifying. And like, I know, obviously, it's not, like, a full, like, reenactment of what happened, but, like, you know, the movie Titanic.
Yeah. It's like, so sad.
Yeah, once it gets into that scene, so, if, like, the boat going down and all that, it's like, it really is like, oh my gosh, when they're like crying, the one where like the old couple's like in bed, you know, crying with each other, like the room's filling up. Oh, like the one with the mother tucking her kids to sleep. Like, I know, I just laughed, but like,
it's so, oh, that's sad. So sad. The clip where,
like, you know, like that was actually happening. Like, people were actually like doing probably stuff most likely like that. You know, like, I know I'm gonna die, so
I'm just gonna have to
literally have to accept.
And that's
it.
So sad.
I know
that clip of the movie where all the poor bitches are downstairs and the gate's locked and the water's filling up and they can't get out.
That's the way I think about. Like, there, like that actually happened. Like. Well, I don't know if that actually happened. Like, I don't know if they actually did put gates up for them.
I don't know either. Where they could come up.
But, like, I mean, like, it actually happened where, like, you know, since they were, like, below deck and, like,
that
no one really cared
was
about them.
Haunting.
You know?
When I still remember seeing that, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, I don't know. And then we also got to see into the ship a little bit more. And the boiler room, it showed that it was still, like, people were still in there working as the ship was sinking. So the ship still had power as it was sinking because they just went back and they kept working. Wow. That's so sad that they just accepted their fate and kept working knowing that the ship was going down. That must have been
wrong. I wonder if they were like also like, I guess in a way like made to, but also I guess also in that sort of situation, it's like if it's like life or death, I guess you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Because you know you don't, or you know what's going down.
If something was going down at my job,
I'd be like, how are you going? Me?
Me? No, but I'm getting on that lifeboat. I hate to say it.
Yeah, or trying. But, like you said, like, maybe it's, like, they kind of, like, knew.
Yeah, maybe they knew their fate. I don't know. I'm just imagining it.
I wonder what it was reasoning.
And then, oh my God, this also blew my mind, is that firsthand people, after it happened, would be like, yeah, there was still power on. And literally people would be like, that didn't happen. You're remembering it wrong. And like for the
people
longest...
People would tell them they're remembering
for
wrong.
For the longest time, they didn't believe them that there was still power on because they were like, the ship's sinking. There's not going to be power on it. But this new documentary just proved...
I think that's so fucked. Like saying that to people that like went through such a traumatic thing, you're like, you're wrong.
You're literally wrong. That didn't happen.
Even though I wasn't there and I didn't experience that, you're wrong about what actually happened.
Right? Like that's crazy. And so the fact... I don't know. The fact that they told them that like... that didn't happen, and they weren't there. I'm like,
yeah,
they were there, and they saw it happen.
Mm-hmm. Also, the fact is, like, more than one person saying it, too.
Exactly. Like, and they're like, that literally didn't happen.
Like, wow. Yeah, like, why could it be harder to think that? Like, imagine, like, the lights being on and all that, but,
survivors
are telling you it
literally was on. Survivor.
I would assume that the survivor would know what happened.
I would like to hope that they would know what happened there instead of you, but... We saw a window at the top of the ship that was hit by the iceberg, and it gave us about a measurement of how tall the iceberg was, which I also think is so fun. Apparently, the iceberg was about 30 feet tall, which is about, about 30 meters tall, which is about 90 feet tall.
Which, that's even bigger than I thought.
I know, that is a crazy... That's huge.
How big are skyscrapers? Like, I don't know, like, obviously, the iceberg wasn't as tall as a skyscraper, but, like, I don't know. Those are also pretty up there.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm trying to get more of it just up 90 feet. Because, like, 30 feet, I was already thinking, like, damn, that's, like, probably, like, an apartment complex, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Maybe, I don't
know. Well, apartment complex, they're, like, really vertical.
No, they are really tall. I don't know.
Like, I wonder how tall that is.
But... apparently, when the ship was, you know, everyone knows it was split into two. Honestly, I didn't really like their theory about what happened, because...
What was the theory?
Well, okay, apparently when it broke in half, they lost about 20% of the ship just when it broke. Apparently, it was just a lot. Apparently, a lot happened, and when it split in half, they lost about 20% of where it was, which apparently it was the... I wrote it down. It was the first class cabins, which was where it split. Mm-hmm. And, oh my God, also, I can't remember if it was the front or the back of the ship. It's one of them. But it fell so hard into the ocean that part of it is 20 feet into the ground.
Wow.
And like, it hit the ocean floor so hard. Imagine how, even in water, it was still falling down so hard that it hit the bottom of the ocean.
And actually, like...
And it dug into the ocean. So a lot of it, we still couldn't see because of it being underground. But, apparently, I literally just lost my picture.
The reason I was on my phone just now, because I was, like, looking up... I don't know. Like, I'm still trying to, like, gauge, like, how, like, tall 90 feet is. So I looked up how tall, like, is the Statue of Liberty, like, the height of it. 3 inches 5, so obviously nowhere near that. But, like, that's tall as fuck. But, like, I imagine, like, if that's 3 or 5 feet, maybe it's, like, half. Like, just, like, shape a little off.
Yeah, it's about...
That's tall as fuck still, you know?
And
I mean, obviously. But, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, really, like, see my mind.
And apparently when they hit the iceberg, it didn't make a lot of noise. Like, apparently people didn't even realize that happened at first. Because it was such... I mean,
that's what it shows in a movie. Again, obviously, I know it's a movie. But, about something... Like, yeah, it has to do with the situation, but, like, you know... The Titanic, like, I remember, like, they didn't, really, like, realize it either. Like the boat, like, shook a little, mm-hmm. but they didn't, really, like, realize what was happening.
And the way, like, it hit, the, like, scrape was such, so far across, and the holes were so small. Apparently, on the, some of the holes were about the size of a piece of paper, and that's how big it was to take down the Titanic. I just thought that was so crazy.
No, that is insane.
But that is
all... I guess with all those holes, even if it's, like, not huge, you know.
This still hole.
Combined.
Yeah, combined.
It's a big-ass hole.
But that's all I wrote down about it. I just really wanted to share, because I thought that was really interesting, and seeing all the new stuff about it. I've always loved the... I love the Titanic. But I've always loved... I think it was... I started, like, that... I liked Titanic before 9/11.
I told you that, too, of, with World War II. I think it's also because, like, that was, like, one of the first things that was... I had ever heard about, like, things that happen in the world, you know?
I saw people being, like... I don't know, some then people are, like...
I mean, just, like, such a crazy thing to have happened, and, like, the situation, I think that's also, like, what captivates us.
I saw people, like, in the comments being, like...
Like, you want to know more.
People in the comments were, like, why are we wasting so many resources and money just to go see a ship that's been down there for over 100 years? And I'm, like...
To, like, figure out what happened.
Exactly. And I want to know about it.
Yeah.
And I, obviously, if I want to know about it, there's going to be so many other people that want to know about it. So I don't think it was, like, wasting money to go get all of it and take all the pictures and everything and get the... Because, like, I feel like we learned so much.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it was 100 years ago, but, like, it's history.
Yeah.
That's literally, I think that's a very...
You don't want to forget history, you know?
I think it's, like, an important part of, like, human history. Because it was so sad, so devastating.
Yeah.
It was literally the unsinkable ship that sunk.
Yikes. Yeah.
But it was just a really big tragedy, and I wanted to share a little bit about what I learned.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was so fun. Anyway, that's all I got about the Titanic.
Did you enjoy the movie Titanic?
I did.
I loved it.
I'm gonna be honest.
But the scene where she's taking up the whole fucking log or whatever the fuck, even that, bro, he could have fit. He could have got on there more. You know what? Jack is also his fault. Because why didn't you be like, let me on there too?
Literally,
I'd be like, there's room, scooch over.
There's room, fatty, scoot over.
Like, why didn't you, like, pull yourself up? Oh no, that part always got me so sad. When he's like letting go, Jack.
When he falls
Jack
down.
Could have, like, lived maybe a little longer, at least.
At least a little.
That is so sad.
I
didn't enjoy the movie Titanic.
I feel like it's just really long. It's a really long movie. And I just,
but once it actually starts getting into, like, the trauma.
Trauma, if you will. Yeah. That's the part that I really, I hate to say it, but sometimes I'll, like.
I'm not really listening, but, like, that's the part where I'm, like, I'm sad.
That's the part where I'm, like, okay.
I'm sad and I'm watching.
I got dinner made. I gotta go. I gotta watch this. I gotta eat while I watch this. That's how good that part is. Because it's so intense. And, like,
it is.
I don't know.
And that's when I start thinking about, like, what the actual people really went through.
That's another.
Like, obviously, it's a movie, and it's not, like, fully based on that. Like, it is, but it's not, like, you know, it's mostly based on the love story.
Thinking about what actually happened is so scary.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're still friends, though. Leonardo DiCaprio and what's-her-face.
Really?
Yeah,
apparently. I remember hearing apparently they didn't, like each other. Or she didn't like him. In the beginning, I guess.
They literally just talked about each other. Or she talked about him in an interview. I think it was in 2024. Last year. They still talk. I know that they... Because when I was doing deep dives on the Titanic, I was getting stuff about the movie, too. And they showed, like, years of them talking and, like, what?
Nothing.
What?
Okay, so, like, there's these hula hairs that have been bugging me.
Are they longer? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then just I was like, you know what? He kind of looks like a dragon. And I was like, don't laugh.
No,
looked away.
I know. I saw them while I was getting ready. And I meant, I meant to snip them for you.
No, I was literally imagining snipping them. I was like staring the whole time just now.
I meant to snip them, but anyway, that's all I got about the Titanic. That's all I wanted to share.
I have a question. So, like, Coachella Weekend 2 has just ended, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this one girl being like, Like, you know, like, obviously, you know, influencers, you know, the brands will, like, fly them out, like, right. their tickets, blah, 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 you know, they'll be like, we got you. And, like, obviously, since they're, like, if it's a clothing brand, they'll be like, well, you gotta, like, wear clothing, you know, to promote it, you know?
Right.
There was this one girl, she was like, because, you know, I don't know if you were, like, kind of heard a controversy, but, like, some people were like, Coachella this year, like, its fashion was not it.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it was kind of a flop. I'm not
I don't know, I actually like a few people's looks. Like, I didn't really think it was, like, that much of a flop.
I did not.
At least with the people that I actually, like, pay attention to. I didn't think their looks were terrible.
I did not like a lot of the looks that I saw. James.
There's this one person's look, They had gone dressed up for, like, Lady Gaga. And I remember they had, like, the first TikTok I saw by them, they were, like, I can't believe people were, like, hang on my outfit.
Even though, I did see so that. I thought his outfit was so cut.
It was so good. I loved it.
And people hating on it, I thought that was a little crazy.
I was
crazy.
Like, what? Is this what people are talking about? Like, that's really good. I thought it was creative how he did the sunglasses with, like cigarettes.
I know. Cool there was what? There were some. I did see that one. I did see some good ones. But most of the part, I mostly saw flops. So I did see one girl, and she gave such good hippie, like, boho vibes, and I was like, that's how you dress mm-hmm. for Coachella. Yeah. She did look kind of, or I saw this girl, she made a skirt out of coins.
Well, really, I didn't
and
see that.
I thought it looked really,
well, but I would
really
imagine cool. that being hot as fuck.
Yeah,
in the sun, girl, it did get burnt.
It did end up breaking.
Oh, really?
And she tied a bandana around her waist, and the bandana also looked I really kind. It looked really
again,
good.
It goes with the boho flowy vibe.
It looked really good, but the skirt. I don't know. There's something so good about the skirt. Yeah. It was made of like quarters, and I was like, oh, it looked so
that's
good.
That's cool as fuck. But I saw this one girl talking about like. Like, basically talking about, like, that, how, like, Coachella fashion this year wasn't, like, it, and she was, mm-hmm. like, basically, like, asking, like, the viewers, you know, like, would you go if, well, this is not me asking you, would you go to Coachella with a brand, even though you didn't, like their clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, hell yeah.
Yeah, no, literally. Hell yeah.
Like, brands!
I'm here!
Like, I'm going. I heard about, like, who she was with. I think she was talking about Tara, actually. Tara Yummy?
Mm-hmm.
Tara Yummy? Yeah, but I don't know who she was talking about specifically, but I think it was her. Because I remember some years we were talking about Tara Yummy's, like, outfits. But, like, I liked
her outfits. I thought her outfits were good. I thought she was the only one that kind of, like, really stunted this year. Mm-hmm. I thought she looked really good.
Yeah, I thought she looked really good. But I remember she was, like, talking about that. And I'm like, I would go.
Honestly.
I'm going.
Even if
and a brand was a fly me out.
I mean.
Girl, I'm wearing it. And especially, you know, I feel, I don't know, maybe I just have too much confidence in, like, myself. But I feel like I could, like, make it look good.
No,
even if I'm not, like, in love with, like, the actual fit.
Even if you don't like the clothes, or, like, you don't like 95% of the clothes from the brand, I'm sure you can find some pieces that you're like, I can make that work. At least a few that you're like, I can make.
For 3 days?
All you need, is, like, one top. Like, you need one top for each day from that brand. I think you would be good. Like, you can figure something out.
Like, you had, like, a whole fit, you know? Oh. Like, the whole fit was, like, them.
You can still figure it out. I think you can figure it out.
And accessories and shit. And also, it's just, like, the brand's paying for, like, the
everything.
Expenses, the tickets.
And
like,
she's not cheap.
Yeah.
She is not.
Coachella. I'm going.
You're like, yeah, I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Like, I'll wear some clothing by you, even though I'm not the biggest fan of it. I'm wearing it.
And I'll talk about how much. I'll even talk about how much I love the brand. I'll even talk about how much this brand helped me out of the hardest time.
I feel like I could make it look good, honestly. I feel like I have confidence over it. I'm like, I can make it look good.
I feel like.
I can make it look good, even though I'm not the biggest fan.
Why wouldn't you go? Like, why?
Right?
It's like when the whole thing happened with James Charles and Sugar Bear Hair. When they were like, when Tati was like, I literally can't believe he took that and went to Coachella with them. I'm like,
When was that? Yeah. I remember there was Jump with them, but I don't remember exactly.
Oh,
what it was.
Girl.
I don't remember it.
James Charles let Sugar Bear Hair pay for his trip to Coachella, and Tati Westbrook had her own hair.
So much more. I remember that.
And she had her own hair gummy type of thing.
Oh, they were like friends or something.
Yeah, and they were friends. And she was like, I cannot believe that you took that sponsorship.
Like, yeah, went to Coachella. Gotta get paid.
I'm like, hello?
Girls need to get paid.
If I was in the same situation and you had a
like
gummy.
A brand.
And I would probably let you know first and be like, hey girl, this brand reached out that's very similar to your brand and wants to take me to Coachella, and I'm going to take it.
But the thing is, like, I don't even feel like you need to tell me. Like, I'd understand.
I would also understand.
If, like, we're influencers, like, this is, like, that's work.
That's literally work. And, like, I mean, I just think I would tell you out of, like,
I guess, like,
you
respect.
Since you have something similar and you're...
Like, unless, like, I felt like they were, like, off the beat, like, copying my shit, and I, like, had maybe voice it to, then, yeah, I'd be like, really? But Like, if it was just, like, the same thing, I would be like, really?
Exactly.
They have a gummy like me, they, and you're going to go with them?
Do you know how many different brands have, like, hair, yeah. Hair and nail gummies? Like, are you going to sit there and say that, like...
That's what I'm saying. If it was, like, a copy-paste situation, I'd be like, okay, yeah. But, like, well, Sugar Brand, her.
No, they had to...
I don't even know hers, but...
Clock that
to I doubt it's like the same.
No, they were so, I mean, I'm pretty sure they were, I mean, marketed differently for sure. And they're like, every like hair gummy is going to be like, it's a hair gummy. Like, yeah. That, like how,
it's mostly going to be a little cube.
Like, it's going to be like a little cube or like a little shape. Like, it's going to be a
some
gummy.
Sort of color.
But like, you can't get mad. Yeah. I mean, she did. And she
well,
did.
She did.
You can't get mad. Well, she did. But I don't know. I just thought it was such like flop behavior to be like, I can't believe you took that sponsorship. Are you joking?
Yeah.
I would have taken it. I would have gone.
Oh, yeah. I would have gone, too. Are you kidding me? Pay for everything. I'm going. I'm going. Brands, come on. Like, we're going. And we're going to hype your shit up no matter what.
We'll lie.
I'll be like, I love this outfit. But, like, again, I really am confident. So I feel like I would end up liking my outfit.
Watch. We're going to get sponsored at Yogacella, and someone's going to pull this up and be like, so.
See, you guys are lying. Do you actually like it? If that's... That's how we get canceled. You're like, guys, we can never tell when they're not lying to us.
If that's what I get canceled for, mama, I love to lie. So, like, it's going to happen again.
Right.
Like, I'm not even going to lie to you.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's what I can imagine.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am going to lie to you in the future.
They're like, see, right here, they say they would lie for brands. You can't trust them.
You can't trust them.
But it's like, you would do it, too. Like, you're lying.
You would do it, too, for a check.
Right. You do it, too, to go to a free festival. Are you kidding me? That's a big-ass festival to see your favorite celebrities.
You know what? I did think it was... I thought it was really crazy how this whole thing, all of this was going down, and James was literally, like, 18, 19. And she's,
young.
Like, and she's, like, in her 40s. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
Yeah, so weird.
This is a lot to be attacking.
I remember she was in a lot of drama. I remember with Shane Dawson, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean...
That live when he crashed out on live.
I remember. You're lying! I remember he's, like, yelling at the TV. He's like,
I wish I could have been in that live.
I wasn't there, but I remember.
I wasn't there either, but I remember.
Bro, those are the times. I remember, like, I think, like, it was at the end of the school year, but I had just gone home from school.
I want drama like that again. I want to be in drama like that on the good side. On the side that everyone.
You want to be on the good side of the drama.
Yeah, exactly. I love drama. There's something about it that I eat it up every single time. That's one of the reasons why, it's so stupid, but that's one of the reasons why I play Roblox so much, is because, bitch, people are like, oh, that game's for 5-year-olds. No, bitch, I'm in there. And there's other people in there that are typing it up, getting into fights. I'm like, I know. I know.
You know, everyone's there like, to
have a good time and make it a fight. And a lot of times before we play the game, people will be like, y'all, please don't be dry. Let's, like, please fight. And I'll be like, yes! Let's fight! I love getting into fights on there. My favorite thing, I'll be like, for some reason, people listen to me. Maybe it's just because of the way that I say things confidently on there, because it's a game. I'm not ever going to, like, hear from these people or ever see them ever. Ever. And so, like, I don't know them, so I just be, like, saying whatever I want. And so I'll be like, that bitch is literally a flop. Let's send her home. And I'll be like, let's send her home. She's a flop. And I'm like, I know!
Yeah.
And they listen to me, but... And then they... The only time I feel bad about it is when it's very obviously, like, an 8-year-old and they're crashing out. And I'm like... I feel a little bad that I'm making them cry.
And then you're like, get out.
No.
You're like 8. Get out.
No, I feel bad when they have voice chat and they're like screaming into the voice chat. Don't send me home. Don't send me home. And I'll be like, yeah, damn. Let's send them home. I feel bad, but like, hey.
I mean, they're already crashing now. People, might as well put them out.
People did it to me when I was that age.
It happened.
And so I know.
Bro, I remember Among Us. I was in like a little ass kid. I fucking hate it. When people would say like, I'm the imposter. I'm like, I'm not the imposter, y'all. Like, I'm not.
I hate
it. Oh my God. Or being like, just vote that person out and you'll see that I'm not lying. If it's not them, vote me out. Like, I just literally remember typing that. If it's not them, then next round, vote me out.
So many times.
Bro.
And then I would hate when I would get clogged and it wouldn't be them.
Yeah. Oh, remember being like, did it, but I was like, towards the end, I was like, yeah. But then I ended up winning, obviously.
When the game would just start and I was an imposter and someone would call the meeting and be like, it's pink. And I'll be like, how do you even know? How do you even know?
Dude, I remember they also having a few things, but what I just said, we're like, if it's not them, vote me out next. And then immediately, y'all, no one moves. So you're out.
It's so awkward when no one moves and then you try and run away to like.
You're like, guys, why are you coming? Why are you coming?
That's the only thing they're like, so.
Among Us was a time. I know. I love that time.
That makes me nostalgic for 2020 and 2019 again. Yes. I don't think I could ever go back, though.
Yeah, that's time, though.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode? Okay, we have to go. We do. So make sure.
Good times have to end at some point.
They do. So make sure. Yeah, catch us next week. Catch us next week, but also catch us on Instagram, Snapchat.
Catch us outside. Sorry, you guys ain't catch us. How about that?
Catch us on all of our social medias. They're linked right down there. And don't make me say it again.
Don't make me.
Comment, and subscribe right down there. It's literally the easiest thing ever. And it's free. So just click. It's super easy. We gotta go. So we're gonna go.
Bye.
Goodbye, ladies. Oh.